We went through a lot of immigration case files at the National Archives in San Bruno. They have about 70,000 files of Angel Island detainees. And we also went through a lot of the ethnic newspapers, personal letters, oral histories that were done in the past, and published accounts of some of the former detainees. For example, Alexandra Tolstoy, the daughter of Leon Tolstoy, who came to Angel Island in the 1930s, and she wrote her memoirs, in which one chapter was devoted to her experience being detained and interrogated at Angel Island and her reaction to the examination and to the process. We also were able to find the story of Carr Yoneda, who was a Kibe. He had been born in the United States and was taken to Japan as a young boy to be educated and grew up in Japan and comes back when he's 20 to escape the conscription into the Imperial Army. Well, his memoirs has one chapter devoted to Angel Island, his voyage returning to the United States and then being stuck on Angel Island for 2 months, even though he had a birth certificate to prove his citizenship. He still had to wait for his cousin to come and testify on his behalf, and it took 2 months before his cousin arrived. And he writes about his experience locked up at Angel Island and passing the time reading Japanese newspapers and listening to the voices of other immigrant groups in the next cells, he says. And he wrote Waka Japanese poetry in his diary. And although none of these poems and verses were left on the walls of the immigration station as the Chinese poems were, his poems were published in the Nichibei Times in San Francisco, a Japanese-American newspaper, and is the only Japanese poetry we've been able to find about life on Angel Island for the Japanese.